Hillary Clinton was expected to be the first female president in the history of the United States. Polls certainly made many of us think so, and the GOP nominating an unconventional candidate in Donald Trump seemed to put those expectations over the top. But as we know, Clinton ultimately lost to Trump, and that left a lot of Clinton supporters and campaign leaders wondering what happened and what was next. Jennifer Palmieri was communications director for the Clinton campaign and writes about some of her experiences as well as advice for future female political candidates in the new book, Dear Madam President, an open letter to the women who will run the world. And she's with me. Jennifer, other losing presidential nominees like John McCain, Mitt Romney, didn't seem to get the same withering criticism that Hillary Clinton has received. How much of that do you chalk up to her being a woman?
I do think that there's something about, you know, we don't, you know, John McCain is still contributing in really important ways in public life, obviously. Mitt Romney's running for Senate. John Kerry was Secretary of State. And, yeah, no one said these guys are losers and they need to leave the stage. So I do think that some of the angst that, you know, not everyone, but a lot of people feel towards Hillary is sort of rooted in she's a figure we don't quite know what to do with. We don't quite understand. She vexes us. And I do think that that's wrapped up in Hillary having been a woman for 40 years who was always pushing the boundaries of, you know, what roles women had traditionally been in. And you know, after having lived through that campaign and thought about it a lot, that's the conclusion that I have come to.
What were some of the great qualities of Hillary Clinton that you saw that maybe were not as evident in what people saw in whatever process? Because it feels like there was always the feeling of Hillary Clinton at her best is not the person we're seeing in debates or not seeing in these interviews or whatnot.
My first day of the campaign, she sat me down and spent over an hour sort of relaying all of her experiences for the last 30 years in engaging with the public and the press and the times when people liked her and they didn't. And, you know, she said, I try to listen to criticism with an open mind and learn from it, and I've made changes because of the feedback that I get about how I should present myself or how I come off, and, you know, just everything from her decision to keep her name in the beginning and then to eventually change her name from Rodham to Clinton, and times when the public liked her, times they didn't. And at the end of it, she said, you know, I'm just a simple and serious person, and I don't understand why I provoke such rage in some people. It was a very poignant moment, and it made me see there's this person who I love, Hillary Rodham Clinton, you know, who is this sort of simple and serious person, and she's really direct. You know, she's simple in that she's direct. She doesn't have a lot of pretense. She's straightforward, and she's serious in that she wants to solve problems. And then there's this phenomenon, this thing that's Hillary Clinton in big, bold letters, all caps, that really has very little to do with her. And I've just come to believe that that was sort of destined for a woman who was going to be the vanguard that she was. You know, I did not believe when I started the campaign that it was that big of a deal or going to be that hard to elect the first woman president. I just thought Hillary was the best person for the job. And we had elected the first black president. And I thought that was really hard and change is going to come easy now. And I just didn't see that when you look at this from the historical perspective, it's still a big deal for women to be in charge. Women have only had the right to vote for 98 years in this country.
Well, right. Then did Hillary Clinton then, in essence, sort of take one for the team in a way that maybe wasn't anticipated, but then made it possible for things like the Me Too and whatnot?
I do think that. I think that you see, I mean, there is disruption and change happening in all parts of the globe. So I suspect that we were on a path to where women were going to, you know, we're going to decide we're doing things differently. And, you know, as manifested in the Me Too movement, as manifested by the fact that more women are running for office now than ever before in America. But I think her loss and Trump's win hastened that, because I think if you didn't support Hillary, I mean, excuse me, if you didn't support Trump after the election and you're a woman, you had to look at what happened and say, okay, either what happened is the just outcome that was meant to be, or we are playing this game of politics and engaging in the world by an outdated set of rules, and we're going to create a new game. And I think Hillary's generation, you know, the baby boomers, women that were the pioneers in their profession and broke the glass ceiling in all these professions, they had to prove, I can do the job just the same way as a man. There'll be nothing different, you know, nothing different.
Right.
And that's not good. Yeah. We want something a little different.
How long do you think it's going to take for another woman to be the major party nominee? Is it more likely to be a progressive, because that's where we sort of think of where women are getting more leadership roles, or is this country more thinking about, well, a moderate Republican woman is more comfortable for us?
Right. I think a Republican woman starts off at some kind of an advantage because it means that she's already, you know, been able to get a some measure of conservatives to be comfortable with her. But I don't know. You know, I thought that before about the first black president. I had always assumed the first black president would be Republican, and then that's not what happened. I thought the first woman president would be a Republican, and maybe that's true. That's, you know, but, you know, that was not the first, that was not the the first party to put forward a nominee was the Democrats. So I think that I've learned that politics is changing in extraordinary ways, and it's hard to predict, but I wonder about the same question. I think it could happen in 20. I think that's possible. You know, after we lost, the reaction was like, well, obviously that's crazy. We're not going to try that again. And now after Me Too and all these women that are running for office, there's like, oh, the Democrats have to pick a woman or else they're going to step on all of their energy and all their momentum. And, you know, I'm not sure that either one of those is right, but I think it's certainly possible a woman could win in 20.
How difficult was it for you to be optimistic again after what happened personally and professionally? Because there are so many sort of motivational phrases in the book, and I wonder how many of those are sort of directed at yourself and how many at the next generation of women to come.
that's very observant of you. I am a very optimistic person by nature, and I've always, you know, it's just my nature to look at a difficult situation and try to see the bright side in it. And it's because of the way women responded after the election. 2 days after we lost, I walked outside of our headquarters in Brooklyn of the Clinton campaign and found that a number of parents had brought their children to the headquarters to write hopeful messages to us in chalk on the sidewalk for a couple of blocks. And they had signs, and they were there to cheer us on. And it was the first glimpse I had of this new world we were entering that I felt good about, where you thought, those kids are going to remember for the rest of their lives when their parents, you know, my mom and dad brought me out to Hillary's headquarters in Brooklyn the night after Trump was elected. You know, and that's like, this is what the future is about. It's going to be about these kids. And you realized there's going to be a big reaction in this country to this election.
Yeah. Jennifer Palmieri is the author of Dear Madam President, an open letter to the women who will run the world. Jennifer, really great to talk with you. Thank you.
You too. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.